The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. This is Bulletin Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. All right, everybody, we're going to start with something that is not on the triangle scene. It's actually out in the Pacific. If I may, I want to start the program today with a personal message. The USS Arizona Memorial reopened to the public September 1st. Visitor access to the USS Arizona Memorial was suspended in May of 2018 due to movement of the loading dock and corresponding movement of the loading ramp to the memorial, which posed a large share of safety concerns. Cost of the repairs, more than $2 million. The first visitors stepped on to the memorial at the same time, 8:10 a.m., that the Arizona was hit on December 7, 1941, killing 1,177 men. The battleship suffered the greatest loss of life of all the ships and planes attacked that day. Included among the dead were a father and son and 23 sets of brothers. While seeing the USS Arizona Memorial is impressive and a strikingly beautiful monument to the ship and its heroic sailors, that memorial, to me, also generates a strong feeling deep in your heart of love, loss, and gratitude. Love for all those who gave their all during the attack on Pearl Harbor and during World War II. The loss of futures that might have been, and the gratitude that can never be paid for the life we live today. As a Vietnam veteran, I stood on that hallowed place with utmost respect, while still trying, to understand and comprehend the sacrifices. All right, moving on to other things. Oprah Winfrey is taking her motivational spirit on the road early next year with an arena tour to promote a healthier lifestyle. The Oprah's 2020 Vision, Your Life in Focus tour, will begin in early 2020 with stops in 9 cities, including Charlotte, January 18th at the Spectrum Center in the Queen City. During her tour, Winfrey will talk about her wellness journey with attendees and help develop their 2020 action plan. She will also share the latest in wellness research and interactive workbook exercises. Each tour stop will feature Winfrey in a one-on-one interview with a celebrity guest. Winfrey says her hope for this experience is to motivate others to let 2020 be the year of transformation and triumph, beginning first and foremost with what makes us well. Right around the corner, over the past 6 years, the Wide Open Bluegrass Festival has been one of downtown Raleigh's largest events, packing the city streets and concert venues with hundreds of thousands of concert goers. For this year's festival, tickets to the top shows will be free for the first time, expanding the audience that will file into Red Hat Amphitheater for the Stars of Bluegrass. Headliners for this year's festival include I'm With Her, which is a supergroup trio of Sarah Watkins, Sarah Draws, and Aoife O'Donovan. There's also Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver, Balsam Range, Sister Sadie, and Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen. They join Del McCurry and Molly Tuttle as main stage acts. Audiences at the main stage at Red Hat Amphitheater will be treated to 6 hours of performances by premier bluegrass acts starting at 5 each evening. Most of the festival is free to attend, with a handful of stages scattered around downtown. attracting dozens of bluegrass and Americana acts from across the country. World of Bluegrass encompasses four events: the IBMA Business Conference, September 24th through the 26th, the Bluegrass Ramble, an innovative series of showcases taking place September 24th through the 26th in downtown Raleigh and at the Raleigh Convention Center, the 30th Annual International Bluegrass Music Awards, scheduled for Thursday evening, September 26th, and PNC presents Wide Open Bluegrass September 27 and 28, which is a two-day music festival. And at about the same time, it's the Art of Cool Festival, also known as AOC Fest. The festival is celebrating its sixth year and is set for September 27 through the 29th. In downtown Durham, fuses forward-thinking R&B, neo-soul, hip-hop, jazz, alternative, spoken word greats over the course of a culture-filled weekend. Great music, community engagement, and more. It's a Durham-born and bred festival, and working hard at creating a phenomenal experience. And the main venue will be Durham Bulls Athletic Park. Additional venues include the Durham Armory, Motorco Music Hall, Carolina Theater, the Pinhook, and the Masonic Lodge. Festival headliners will include Jill Scott, Run DMC, Ari Lennox, Daryl DMC McDaniels, Marcus Anderson, 95 Live, Black Violin, Omar, and more. Available tickets include general admission and VIP tickets through Eventbrite. Okay, Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. the DPAC. Friday, September 13th, we welcome Charlie Wilson, the Best Party Concert Ever Tour. September 14th, which is a Saturday, Tom Segura, Take It Down Tour. Sunday, September 15th, Peppa Pig Live, Peppa Pig's Adventure. Friday, September 20th, Jay Leno, the King of Late Night Returns. Saturday and Sunday, September 21 and 22, it's Harry Connick Jr. The celebrated singer, musician, and actor is launching his brand new show, honoring one of America's most respected songwriters, Cole Porter. This is a world premiere of a pre-Broadway show. Wednesday, October 2nd through Saturday, October 26th, Aladdin, SunTrust Broadway event at DPAC. Wednesday, October 30th, Kevin Gates, I'm Him Tour. Thursday, October 31st, RuPaul's Drag Race, Work the World Tour. Friday, November 1st, John Prine, the Tree of Forgiveness World Tour with special guest Ben Dickey. Saturday, November 1st, Durham 150 Closing Ceremony. Sunday, November 3rd, it is Sip and Savor, a wine, food, and music experience. Tuesday, November 5th through Sunday, November 10th, A Bronx Tale, once again a SunTrust Broadway event at DPAC. Tuesday, November 12th, Third Eye Blind Screamer Tour 2019. Wednesday, November 13th, REO Speedwagon. Thursday, November 14th, Disney Junior Holiday Party. Friday, November 15th, Lewis Black, The Jokes on Us Tour. Saturday, November 16th, Kansas, Point of No Return Anniversary Tour. Sunday, November 17th, the Gutfeld Monologues Live. Monday, November 18th, The Last Waltz Tour 2019. Wednesday, November 20th, it's the Doobie Brothers. All right, let's check out PNC Arena, and they do have a couple of new events. Monday, September 30th, of course, Carrie Underwood, the Cry Pretty 360 Tour. Thursday, October 17th, Post Malone, the Runaway Tour. Saturday, October 19th, Bon Iver. Mercy Me, the Imagine Nation Tour. Sunday, November 3rd, Slayer, the Final Campaign. Friday, November 8th, the Black Keys with Modest Mouse, Let's Rock Tour. Tuesday, November 19th, the 1975. Wednesday, November 20th, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, the all-new Christmas Eve and Other Stories. Friday, November 22nd, of course, Ariana Grande, the Sweetener World Tour. Sunday, November 24th, Tool with Killing Joke. Sunday, December 1st, Fantasia, the Sketchbook Tour with Robin Thicke, Tank, and The Bonfire. Wednesday through Sunday, December 11th through the 15th, Disney on Ice, Road Trip Adventure. Thursday through Sunday, February 6th through the 9th, Jurassic World Live Tour. And the current final concert on the PNC Arena Concert Tour right now, Tuesday, February 11th, Celine Dion, the Courage World Tour. All right, moving on to the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts in downtown Raleigh. Through September 15th, it's the Scottsboro Boys Theaterology event at Kennedy Theater. September 12th through the 29th, Rubies. This is a Carolina Ballet event at Fletcher Opera Theater. Saturday, September 14th, Family Fun for Everyone, sensory-friendly concert by the North Carolina Symphony at May Mandy Concert Hall, 1 o'clock. Friday, September 20th, Enigma Variations, North Carolina Symphony Friday Favorites, at Memendi Concert Hall at noon. Friday and Saturday, September 20th and 21st, Concerto for Two Pianos, Memendi Concert Hall, 8 o'clock both nights. Saturday, September 28th, it is Gary Allen Memorial Auditorium. Sunday, September 29th, Maricela Concert, Memorial Auditorium at 7. Saturday, October 5th, Dream Theater, Distance Over Time Tour. Saturday, October 5th, Video Games Live, North Carolina Symphony Special Event Concert. Saturday and Sunday, October 5 and 6, an evening with C.S. Lewis. Fletcher Opera Theater, performances at 3 and 7:30 on Saturday, and an Tuesday or Sunday afternoon concert at 2. Tuesday, October 8th, Yanla Van Zant, Acts of Faith Remix Tour at Memorial Auditorium. October 10th through the 27th, Frankenstein, Carolina Ballet at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday and Saturday, October 11 and 12, Rachmaninoff Symphony No. 2. This is the North Carolina Symphony Classical Series, May Mandy Concert Hall, 8 o'clock both nights. October 11th through the 27th, Around the World in 80 Days, Theater Raleigh Fall Family Series at Kennedy Theater. Tuesday through Sunday, October 15th through the 20th, West Side Story, North Carolina Theater event at Memorial Auditorium. Friday, October 18th, Suicide Girls, Black Heart Burlesque, Fletcher Opera Theater at 9. The special VIP meet and greet is 1 hour prior to general admission. Friday and Saturday, October 18 and 19, Leslie Odom Jr., North Carolina Symphony Pop Series, May Mandy Concert Hall, 8 o'clock each night. Saturday, October 26th, Halloween Spooktacular, The Composer is Dead. A Mandy Concert Hall with two afternoon performances, 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock. All right, let's take a look at the local college performance scene. Starting with Duke performances, all shows start at 8, unless noted. Thursday, September 19th, Ambrose Akinmusir, Origami Harvest, Rubenstein Art Center, Von der Hayden Studio Theater. Saturday, September 21st, Duke performances, Moo Moo Fresh, Building Bridges, Muslims in America. Saturday, September 28th, Escher String Quartet and Dover Quartet at Baldwin Auditorium. This is part of the Chamber Arts Series. Friday, October 11th, Andrew Tyson on piano, Durham native, garnered international praise as a real poet of the piano. His concert is at Baldwin Auditorium. Friday, October 18th, Vox Luminous, the Bach Dynasty Vocal Ensemble Series at Duke Chapel. Saturday, October 19th, Jerusalem Quartet Chamber Arts Series at Baldwin Auditorium. Saturday, October 20th, The Bad Plus. This is at Baldwin Auditorium at 7 o'clock. Moving on to NC State University's NC State Live. All events at Stewart Theater at 8, except for Kid Stuff performances or as noted. Saturday, September 28th, Regina Carter, Simply Ella. Friday, October 4th, Nubuntu. Friday, October 25th, Contratiempo, Joy Us, Just Us. Sunday, October 27th, Kid Stuff, Theater Works USA. Saturday, November 2nd, Nella. Saturday, November 16th, Canadian Brass. This is at Stewart Theater. Friday, January 24th, Marcus Roberts and the Modern Jazz Generation. And then Carolina Performing Arts. This is the 15th anniversary season. Friday, September 13th, Tierra Whack at Memorial Hall. Friday through Sunday, September 27 through 29. Martha Graham Dance Company, Current Takeover, Current Art Space and Studio, two performances each day. Wednesday, October 2nd, Intuition, Songs from the Minds of Women, Moser Auditorium in Hill Hall, 7:30. Wednesday and Thursday, October 9th and 10, Rosas Danced Rosas, 7:30 both evenings at Memorial Hall. Tuesday, October 15th, The Day at Memorial Hall, 7:30. Tuesday, October 22nd, an evening with Chris Thiele at Memorial Hall, and performance time is 7:30. All right, let's take a look at some of the comedians who will be stopping in the area in the upcoming weeks. Let's start with a Raleigh Improv in Cary, Thursday through Saturday, September 12th through the 14th. It's Mark Curry. Marcus is an American actor, comedian, and host. He is best known as the star of the ABC sitcom Hangin' with Mr. Cooper. Sunday, September 15th, Brandon Rogers, the show YouTube Wouldn't Pay Me For. Friday through Sunday, September 20th through the 22nd, Samuel Comroe. Samuel, a Los Angeles native, is a stand-up comedian who performs at least 100 club and colleges annually. He made his TV debut on TBS's Conan and has appeared on BET's Real Husbands of Hollywood with Kevin Hart. Thursday, September 26th, Small Town Murder. Friday through Sunday, September 27th through the 29th, Damon Wayans Jr. Thursday through Sunday, October 3rd through the 6th, Dusty Slay. Dusty was recently selected to be a new face at the Just for Laughs Festival in Montreal. Moving to Goodnight's Comedy Club in Raleigh, Thursday through Saturday, September 12th through the 14th, Dave Landau, working the road nonstop since his 21st birthday, Dave has grown into a true comedian juggernaut, finding himself in demand among audiences and club owners due to his deadpan demeanor and those jokes that fluidly fly forth with breakneck pacing and perfect timing. Sunday, September 15th, Gus Johnson. Gus is a digital creator who's established a presence online by making content on YouTube and Instagram. Thursday, September 19th at Goodnight's, Chingo Bling, rapper, actor, comedian, and social media phenom. Chingo is all these things. Millions of fans already know him from his music parody albums and YouTube videos. Friday through Sunday, September 20th through the 22nd, John Witherspoon. John is the type of comedian who doesn't need to say a word to make a room erupt with laughter. All he needs is one hilarious sideways glance to bring down the house. Friday and Saturday, September 20th and 21st, Anthony DeVito, New York City-based comedian who recently made his network television debut on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Friday through Sunday, September 27th through the 29th, it's Cameron Esposito. Thursday through Saturday, October 3rd through the 5th, John Caparulo. John is a premier everyman's comic. With his Midwestern drawl, this thoughtful blue-collar jokester is known for his quirky takes on current events. Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th, Chris Laker, New York City-based stand-up who made his television debut on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Wednesday, October 9th, Blake Wexler. Friday, October 11th, Ryan Brown. He's a comedian and writer raised in North Carolina. Nowadays, he can be seen at bars and clubs around New York City. Friday through Sunday, October 11th through the 13th, Michael Collier. Michael is a multi-talented actor, comedian, and author. He's no stranger to work as he is still packing out shows in major cities night after night. And one special note for both of the comedy clubs, all shows are 18 plus unless noted. All right, let's move on to Raleigh Little Theater. The box office number there is 919-821-3111. Individual tickets for Raleigh Little Theater's 2019-2020 season are now on sale. Okay, Sunday, September 15th, Raleigh Symphony Orchestra Fall Pops Concert. This is at Stevenson Amphitheater at 3 o'clock. Saturday, September 21st, Groove in the Garden 19, Raleigh's favorite celebration of homegrown music returns for its fifth year in the beautiful Stevenson Amphitheater in Raleigh Rose Garden. This annual festival features a total of 8 live performances on 2 stages, local food and drinks, art vendors, a kids' zone, and more. September 27th through October 13th, Raleigh Little Theater, Blood at the Root, based on the true story of the Jena Six. 6 black students who were initially charged with attempted murder for a school fight after being provoked with nooses hanging from a tree on campus. October 25th through November 3rd, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. Charlie Schulz's beloved comic comes to life in Clark Gessner's classical musical, and the whole gang is here. Bossy Lucy is hopelessly in love with piano prodigy Schroeder, who doesn't give her the time of day. Perfectionist Sally is still mocking blanket-toting Linus, Snoopy is in the doghouse, and Blockhead himself, Charlie Brown, is in rare form. There is a sensory-friendly performance of You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, on November 9th. December 6th through the 22nd, it is Cinderella. This musical comedy is a holiday sugar plum for the whole family. Just the right mixture of comedy and romance can add the sparkle of magic to your holiday season. This visually stunning musical combines elegant costumes and scenery with singing, dancing, conniving step relatives, and, of course, a resourceful fairy. January 17th through February 2nd, the curious incident of the dog in the nighttime. 15-year-old Christopher has an extraordinary brain. He is exceptionally intelligent but ill-equipped to interpret everyday life. When he falls under suspicion for killing the neighbor's dog, he sets out to identify the true culprit, which leads to an earth-shattering discovery and a journey that will change his life forever. There is a sensory-friendly performance of The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime on February 9th. February 14th through the 23rd, Raleigh Little Theater, Seussical Jr., the nefarious Cat in the Hat, narrates the story of Horton the Elephant, who discovers a speck of dust containing tiny people called the Whos. Horton must protect the Whos from a world of naysayers and dangers, and he must also guard an abandoned egg that's been left in his care by the irresponsible Maisie LaBird. The powers of friendship, loyalty, family, and community are challenged, but ultimately emerge triumphantly. And there is a sensory-friendly performance on February 29th. That is Seussical Jr. at Raleigh Little Theater. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bullet Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.